Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you're listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to brand new episode of the Inspire Design Create podcast. What is new, friends? My dog is in here, so may have to kind of do some post-production magic editing stuff, so it may not sound as smooth as it usually does. I think it usually does. Anyways, today we are talking about, does your camera even matter? What do I mean by that? Well, in 2020, now how many cameras do we have available now, right? From the small form factor A7 III, A7 Alpha series, the GH5 series, the Panasonic S1H, to cinema cameras, right? The Arri Alexa Mini LF, all of the flavors of red cameras, to, you know, the Sony FX9, the Canon C300, 500, C200. There's so many cameras out there, right? And sometimes you have to think to yourself, well, you know, does my camera even actually matter at the end of the day, since there's so much competition, right? I think before it may have been a different story because there just weren't as many cameras, specifically video, right? Video and film cameras that were so close to one another in regards to like specs, features, usability, ergonomics, operation, color science, all that kind of stuff, right? The gap has been narrowed so much now that unless you're working on the very, very high end of the commercial space or in the narrative space, or even if you're doing like Netflix type of projects, you know, perhaps in that realm, it really doesn't matter what camera you have, right? Because you can just rent the camera, right? You're not hired because of the camera you have. You're hired because of the skill and the talent you have, right? But for the rest of us, right, that are doing direct to client work for brands, for businesses, maybe it's music videos or weddings, it doesn't really matter what camera you have, right? As long as it gets the job done. But for, say, for music videos, right? I know plenty of music video cinematographers and friends of mine that all they do is music videos, like 99% of the time. And it sucks because for a lot of them, if they don't own a Red, they end up having to rent a Red because for, you know, whatever reason, Red has been kind of like tied to the music video industry for whatever reason, right? I mean, they're great cameras, don't get me wrong. But, you know, a lot of times, especially in Los Angeles, it's difficult as a music video DP or cinematographer to get better paying gigs, better paying music video jobs if you don't own some type of Red, like a Red Dragon at least, right? And now to tie into everything else that we're talking about, if you say you do corporate videos, right? Say you do, say you're doing documentary work. Say you're doing online content for local businesses, right? Does your camera really matter, right? Does it matter if you own an A7 III? Does it matter if you own a Blackmagic Pocket 4K? Does it matter if you own a C100 Mark II? And 99% of the time, your clients don't care what camera you have, right? It may be cool if you show up with like a fully decked out Alexa Mini, right? It might be cool for them to say like, wow, this is really professional, right? But it doesn't matter how professional your camera looks if you're not getting paid what you should be getting paid, right? Like if you're having to spend all of your money, all of your profit on just gear and just to have like fancy equipment, and you know your end result is still pretty much something that you're gonna get with like a Sony A7 III or like a GH5 or a Blackmagic Pocket 4K 6K, right? Because let's face it, friends, all of us that work in the realm of cinematography, all of us know that the cameras are freaking good, right? It doesn't matter what camera you have. The lighting matters, the lensing matters, how you actually are visually telling a story through movement or through the lack of movement matters, right? Your camera doesn't matter. And again, 99% of your clients, doesn't matter what you're filming, for the most part, they don't care what camera you have either. Because I have shot commercial campaigns and branded content with everything from like a Red Scarlett W down to a Sony A7R II, right? And Blackmagic Pocket 4K and everything in between, right? They don't ever ask me, you know, hey, what camera do you have, right? That does not dictate me getting hired for the job, right? It's my work. It's you know, you, what is it? Your actions speak louder than your words. So to say, right, in a certain manner. And what I mean by that is basically your camera doesn't, isn't the thing that's going to get you a job, right? It's your work. It's your experience. It's how you communicate professionally. And yeah, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, like kind of put up or shut up, right? You got to put out your work. And if clients like it, that's why they hire you, right? Because they want your visualizations. They want your stylized look. They want your ability to create meaningful and inspiring stories. Along with that, there's new cameras like every year that come out, right? Blackmagic just released a 12K Ursa Mini Pro. Red is shipping out their Red Komodos to certain people. And probably by the end of the year, or maybe in January, that camera will be available to purchase retail. You know, the Canon R5, R6 is out. The Sony A7S Mark III will, well, as of right now, it hasn't been revealed. It's just been announced. So, you know what I mean? Like every year, there's like cameras that come out all the time, right? It doesn't, you know, so like the manufacturers don't, they care to an extent, but it's not like, you know, they don't want you to just use one camera for 10 years, right? Because they need to make profit, right? They need to be able to build and grow their business. And so they come out with multiple cameras, or at least one camera every year or so, to kind of fill the need and fill the gaps of working professionals. And then ask yourself, right, what is the type of work that I do 90% of the time? And so that 90% of the time, you should get a camera or multiple cameras that will get the job done, right? So let's just say like corporate stuff, right? Pretty simple. Maybe a good camera for you is like a C200, and then a B camera that you can use on a slider or you can use on a gimbal, kind of just to have readily available for those types of shots. Maybe that's like an EOS R, maybe that's, you know, the upcoming R6 or R5. Maybe that's a C100 Mark II, right? Or another C200. So you have to figure out what do you do 90% of the time, and then that's the camera you should get, right? What's gonna cover all of your grounds? What's gonna get you the best image for your work? What's gonna get you the best audio for your work? What's gonna be able to provide the slow motion options that you need for your work? And you know, be okay with that, right? Be good with the purchase decision, and because again, like your clients aren't going to care when you show up. They're not. It's not going to matter what camera you have, right? What matters is that they saw your work, and as long as you can deliver, that's what matters at the end of the day. Pretty short episode. I think we're gonna call it right there. As there's really, you know, not much that I can offer or feel inspired to provide, because, you know, again, for me, I've been through so many different cameras, from small mirrorless cameras, DSLRs. I've rented plenty of different cameras, from the FS7, FS5, C300, C100. I've rented all those cameras, Reds, and I've used them all, right? And they all have their strengths. They all have their weaknesses. And for me, I own a FS7, right? Because that for me gets the job done for everything, especially as a documentary filmmaker. I do a lot of corporate stuff. We do a lot of like branded docu type of filming. And the image quality is freaking amazing, right? That the XAVC, iCodec 10mm 422, like there's so much room in that codec. S-Log2, which is what I film in, it's so easy to grade. It doesn't take much. Whether you're using a LUT or if you're just grading everything by hand, the built-in NDs, the preamps are solid. I can use a speed booster to get a full frame image from my full frame glass, right? Or if I want to get just a little bit more reach, I can put on a regular EFT mount adapter and just use the native Super 35 mount, right? Like that camera does everything I need, and I can build it up to make it bigger if I need it for like easy rig work. Or if we need to attach multiple things like wireless transmitters and follow focus units, right? Or if I need to go like pure handheld for like Verite documentary stuff, I can just put on a lens, put on a monitor, and I'm good. Whereas I can't, well, I shouldn't say I can't. Let's just say like if I wanted to buy like a Red Gemini, right? I can still do the same work with a Red Gemini, but it's not, it's ergonomically not built for that type of work, right? And in order for me to use like a Red Gemini properly for a documentary work, I have to add so many things, right? Not to say you don't have, not to say that you, that I'm not adding things to my FS7, but out of the box, it just has everything, right? Like it, for the Red Gemini, if I want actual good preamps with XLRs, you need to get like the Red IO expander, which costs like a ridiculous amount of money, right? The mount options, right, are really just like EF and PL and Nikon, right? So nothing wrong with that. But you're stuck with whatever sensor, right? So if you have a Super 35 sensor, you're stuck with that. Whereas with the FS7, I can get Super 35 and full frame. And then with the Red, the dynamic range is definitely better. The Red Gemini specifically is definitely better than my FS7, but it's not like, you know, you're kind of just nitpicking things, right? So at the end of the day, what is the camera that you need for you, right? What camera covers everything that you need for the type of work that you do? That's the camera that that you should be looking at. And I definitely invite you to not be too caught up in the flashiness and like the materialism of filmmaking or of cinematography, because it's your work, right? It's your experience, it's your talent, and it's your skill that's going to propel you from where you are right now into the foreseeable and the unforeseeable future. Alrighty, friends, that is it for me. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast, and if you do like the episode so far, please do subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating, right? It helps me know if this podcast sucks or if it's decent, right? And it also helps to bring more awareness to other people who would also enjoy this podcast. Alrighty, that is it for me. I will see you next time in the next episode. Ciao.